Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Summer fast approaching. What to do with the children through these 3 months or so between school stop and start? Camp of one kind or another, popular choice for families. We bring in friend of the program, Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, mkewithkids.com, for some guidance. Morning, Callie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Trying to adjust to the fact that it's Tuesday today. Let's let that be a reminder.
It feels for good, though,
right? Yes. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, a lot of different kinds of camps, and you've got everything from your full-on week away from home overnighters to things that might even be just a few hours a day. How do you have thoughts on where you start in looking for these summertime opportunities for your young ones?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and summer is such a jigsaw puzzle for parents. It's like we don't get, you know, 3 months off of work or whatever, so you really have to figure something out. I think in terms of overnight camp, it's really enrollment's typically starting like around 8 or 9. And if your kid is like adjusting well to changes, you know, new after school activities or, you know, a new class or whatever, you can bet that they're probably ready for an overnight situation. So, you know, that is an option for families. And a lot of times they'll do like taste of sessions, you know, for 3 nights instead of a week or something like that. So that is one option for families, for sure.
I love it. I think it's a nice rite of passage, Callie. I remember doing overnight camp, and it was one of those things where as the days led up to it, I didn't want to go to overnight camp.
Right.
But when you actually do it, I feel like you can actually learn a few things. It's just it's a nice way to use new muscles, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're a camp family. I mean, my kids go to camp. We all went to camp. We worked at a camp. So I definitely agree with you. I think the benefits are immense, right? They're learning independence. They're learning that they can figure things out without you there. And the thing is that the counselors, I mean, if you're sending them to like an ACA accredited camp, the counselors are going to make sure that they're, you know, getting enough water,
right.
They're eating, you know, balanced meals, they're getting their sunscreen on, you know, and from there, there's a lot of guidance, and then they can also figure things out for themselves. So I think it's a great experience.
I think the other thing to consider, too, what are your kids into? You know, if they're into the outdoors or whatever, then maybe it's a YMCA camp of that nature. If they're into science, then you have those options as well. Just consider your child's interests and abilities as well.
Absolutely. And we're living in the heyday of camping. I mean, you can find an overnight camp for anything. Obviously, the ones that I always think of are the more traditional ones, like you said. But there are, for every interest, you can find something. I think a lot of times it can be cost prohibitive for families. I mean, sometimes you're traveling further than your own state. The prices are really high because the kids are there 24 hours a day and, you know, food and boarding and all that. There are scholarships sometimes that you can apply for sure. So it's definitely worth looking into, I would say.
Callie Herbst is with us this morning, founder of Milwaukee with Kids. A couple of things I want to point out on your website right now. Some opportunities for folks to get in free at some popular area attractions.
Oh, yes. So I was really excited to see that the Milwaukee Art Museum is going to be offering not only a free day this week on June 6th, or I guess that's next week, but also there's a week in July where Baird is sponsoring a whole 3 days week. I think it's July 14th through 20th. And that's kind of a rare thing for the art museum these days. And so that's really exciting. And then Warner Botanical Gardens announced that they're going to be free on the last Thursday of each month, May through October. So that's all really exciting for Milwaukee residents. And I think just beyond, it's 3 days in general.
I mean, my kids just had prom, my twins. And so we live in Greendale, which is nearby Whitnall Park, which is where the botanical gardens are. Everybody in town was there to take pictures.
Sure did,
every
yep.
single
oh, yeah.
person.
Oh, how exciting. Well, it's such a beautiful backdrop there. You're so lucky to have that right in your own backyard.
No, and it was looking good. The rain mostly held off, but like that was the spot. One other thing I want to mention, McKinley Beach, always free, but it's been closed for renovation for quite some time. Now back open, better, and they say safer for swimming, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's, like you said, it's been closed for so long and such a shame because it's right there by, you know, all kinds of, well, it's right by Colectivo and, you know, Veterans Park you can walk to. So glad it's open again. They say it's very safe for swimming now. They did all their research. And there's a lifeguard there, and I'm going to go get a smoothie and I think hang out there one of these days.
Here we
Good
go.
Plan. Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com. Great to catch up, Callie. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.